land, would it cut, ever cut a place across the road?
Oh yeah, it does sometimes. It erodes a little, it'll start a little bitty spot and then sort of it'll just wash some of the land out. But you don't have that big of a problem. You don't have that, that's probably not a big problem.
It'll make a
little gut, we call it a little ditch. It's a little ditch, you know.
Or gully, or
little gully, anything that doesn't, just.
What about a big place, you know, like 10 feet wide or 10 feet across? Have you ever seen those out in the woods?
No, we don't have them here.
Okay.
Don't have the type of erosion. I mean, that, you don't have enough of water. Water gets out so fast from all over that it doesn't make one particular spot. It's not hilly.
Some people tell me about a coop. You know what that is? A coop? You ever heard of that? A place where, you know, the soil will get marshy or swampy or
and coop, yeah. A coop, translated in English, means a cut.
A cut.
Well, then the water would go out at a certain spot all the time and eventually make a cut into the main body of water. That's what it does. That's what they refer to.
Would it be just kind of like a little swampy or
this particular coop that you're talking about, all the grass would wash out. It would be just water there, water and bottom, sand bottom. Mud bottom. You have a little mud in the back, you know. You sit down to your knees in some spot in the mud.
All right. Something larger than a hill would be a little rise in the land would be a hill or
we call it
name for it.
We don't have that. You don't have that much of that down there. It's a flat land.
Yeah.
This is not hilly country. Well, the highest hills you had at one time was those sand dunes on the beach. They would come up to about 12 feet high. And that was the reason for that is what the wind would blow real hard and keep gathering the sand at one spot and finally mount up and up, and that was. That was only protection we had against rising water went down from the Gulf side.
Okay. What have you ever heard, when you open a door, you hold on to the door. Hold on to the what? The door.
The knob?
Okay, you ever heard that call, like a rising land, a doorknob? Or
doorknob is always...
A knob is kind of like a high place. Well, higher than a hill would be a what? Up and up. Have you ever been up in Arkansas? They have the...
I've been, yeah. Out there, I've been to Texas while hunting in the mountains.
Yeah.
That's what they call them, mountains up there.
Yeah. Where's that? Texas Mountains? Yeah, that's right. I rode through Texas.
Yeah, around Uvalde or that part. They got pretty big mountains there because we hunt deer a lot there every year. So that's where I hunt.
You get any little deer here?
No, we don't have any on Grand Island at all.
Okay. Over Pecan Island in Grand Chenier.
Yeah, there's places there because over here it's not big enough for deer. They just wouldn't make it.
Okay. Up between the mountains, the place where the road goes through a low place would be a...
They call that a gully. There's one that has a pass, mountain pass, you know. Because some of them places how they name Eagle Pass, Shoshone Pass. They got all kinds of names, and they call that a pass, then.
Have you ever seen a place where the rocks would just come over and it would be a rocky side of a mountain? You know, what would that be called? That'd be a...
A
rocky side of a mountain would be.
It's a slope.
Okay. Well, if a road went around that, that'd be they'd have a restraining wall at the edge of the.
Well, most of them, I've seen a lot of mountain roads. They don't have no restraining wall.
Yeah.
You're going like I was stationed in Fort Huachuca, Arizona, and where the Continental Divide is, and as you're coming down into the town of Bisbee, Arizona, you're coming all around the mountain, going down all the time, till you get to the bottom, right around. Or every once in a while, where there's a short curve around the mountain, they might have a little fence-like deal about 2-3 feet high. But other than that, they don't have you driving, you're looking down, man. You're looking down 200-300 feet down there. You better not be drinking too much moonshine when you go running good. You got problems.
A car could drive right over
there. Right off of it. Oh, very easily. Well, deer hunt, you can drive right off of it. Man, ain't nothing to drive off of that. Of course, up there, it's not as high as it is in Arizona, but... You got some places I went around in a four-wheel drive that's 75, 80, 100 feet down.
Yeah. What about a place where you see water come and fall along this?
Waterfall?
Yeah.
What do we call them waterfalls?
Okay. Now, most of the roads around here are kind of a light.